is to stand up and talk for my rights. I know what that is. See? And I don't care who the guy is. Because my right is my right.
Welcome to Ask the Lawyer with Brian Figueroa of the law firm of Figueroa & Associates for a legal consultation on issues such as immigration, personal injury, bankruptcy, divorce, family law, estate planning, wills and probate, deed transfers, civil rights, criminal defense, workers' compensation, and taxes, both individual and business. Call us at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got the answers.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figueroa, the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. One of the biggest issues facing the Caribbean, Latino, African-American community here in New York City is the issue of people in our community, homeowners, not paying their mortgage, getting behind on their mortgage, have tenants that are not paying rent. They are the what we call the front line, people who feel the pinch of the economy when the economy is going down. So the federal government, Wall Street, they talk about, you know, how hot is the U.S. economy? Are they creating jobs? And the big issue is what type of jobs are being created and the level of income. But the reality for minority communities is always different in that the minority community normally have the lower paying jobs, inconsistent careers, and all of this contribute towards delinquency on credit cards, delinquency on mortgage payments. And when we talk about mortgage payment, we are talking about homeowners, people who own a one family, two family, three family, four family. And should they lose that asset? And for the most part, when you transfer wealth from one generation to another, obviously owning a home is critical to minority communities. So we have always said to those communities through our publications, the Immigrants Journal, Caribbean American Weekly, Workers World Today, and our newest publication, New Black Voices, this is the path to resolving debt issues. It is not debt consolidation. It's not a Chapter 13 bankruptcy, but it could be a loan modification and a Chapter 7 bankruptcy. The path to resolving debt issues is a path where you need intelligence and experience by the attorney that represents you. Not that guy who is a notary on the corner store. Yes, you don't have money, and sometimes, unfortunately, what you think is no money, and these people charge thousands of dollars, these people who have a notary stamp, you know? They're not, obviously, lawyers. It is illegal for them to give legal advice. But these are the predators in our community that will want to take your home and give it to someone else. Most times, somebody who doesn't look like you. So some people believe, oh, these white folks are predators, but a lot of these white folks who may be predators have black and brown people working with them to facilitate their predatory practices in our community. Owning a home, you need to protect that asset. So you could transfer that asset to your children, your grandchildren. You could have it in a trust. How do you transfer assets from one generation to another? These are some of the issues that we have to pay particular attention to. And you need an experienced attorney. You need an attorney who understands not only the law, but also business issues, financial issues. At the law firm of Figure & Associates, we offer all those professional experiences. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. I would like you to visit our website, the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. I would also like you to subscribe to our newsletter. I would like you to also look at our publications, Caribbean American Weekly, Workers World Today, The Immigrants Journal, celebrating 25 years this year in New York City, and New Black Voices. Those publications offer you articles that will help you to prosper, articles that will help you to be more careful, articles that will help you understand the diabetes pandemic in our community that has been occurring for decades, articles about the segregated school system in New York City, the most segregated public school system in the country, and the consequences of that segregation, articles about political leaders, black and brown, that do not seem to understand the needs of our community, nor are they addressing it. The black and brown community has a dominance in New York City politics, the city council, and for whatever reason, that majority is not making its presence felt. We have special needs in our communities. In the black and brown communities in New York City, we have 3 and 4 times the city average of HIV, heart disease, cancer, and obviously that poor health issues that we suffer impacts us economically. So those issues need to be addressed by local government, mainly the city council and the mayor of New York City. A well-informed community will perform better, whether economically, from an educational point of view, or having a good paying job, most times through the various unions that are very strong in New York City, which is great in terms of giving proper, obviously, competitive incomes, livable wages. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Visit our website, the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. There are links there to all of our publications, and we want to keep you informed, and we have done so for a quarter century. Thank you.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, ask the lawyer. You have questions, we've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figaro and Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a consultation, call the law firm of Figaro & Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well, knowing that you have the law firm of Figaro & Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figaro & Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figaro & Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figaro & Associates, 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figaro & Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Our weekly immigration news roundup is brought to you by the law firm of Figaro & Associates. For a consultation on any immigration or legal matter, please call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. For full stories and more immigration news, visit www.theimmigrantsjournal.com. That's www.theimmigrantsjournal.com.
Hello, my name is Ashley Dawkins, legal assistant at the law firm of Figaro & Associates, and your presenter with this week's immigration news. We begin with New York, where according to a local newspaper editorial board, it seems Eric Adams wins. Data approved tough love works amid New York City migrant crisis. Mayor Eric Adams put in place a policy requiring migrants in shelters to vacate and reapply for a spot after 30 days. 60 days for families with kids. This bold step clawed back the public rights in the face of the right to shelter that so far forced New York to house tens of thousands of migrants, erecting new facilities to hold them and stuffing them into ritzy hotels. And just 980 of the 4,893 migrants whose notice expired as of Sunday have actually reapplied. The other 80% found somewhere else to go. Adams adopted the deadline policy over house of protest from New York's progressives, insanely committed to the idea that the city owes everyone who asks for permanent taxpayer-funded shelter. The numbers prove him right and his critics wrong. The key to ending New York migrant crisis isn't endless handouts, but limited temporary help. Indeed, one of the main reasons migrants gravitated to the city is clearly that those who had already arrived put the word out that accommodations here were excellent and permanent. Meanwhile, baffled migrants sent from shelter to shelter with no rest as city pushes them to leave. Migrants are experiencing a new level of confusion. Migrants are experiencing a new level of confusion and hopelessness this week as city officials make a renewed push to get them out of shelters and the cities altogether. Migrants are experiencing a new level of confusion and hopelessness this week as city officials make a renewed push to get them out of shelters and the city altogether. Migrants who'd been evicted from their shelters and told to reapply were directed to a site in the East Village that turned out to be a reticketing center. The city opened over the weekend offering plane fares. The city opened over the weekend offering plane fares to anywhere in the world. Those who declined were turned away, with some sent on Monday to a waiting room an hour away. But by Tuesday, that option had disappeared, as well as new arrivals were simply told that there was nothing else for them and nowhere in particular for them to go if they didn't want a ticket. "They're treating us like children, sending us from here to there, from there to here," a migrant said in Spanish. "The only thing that occurs to me is to leave New York City, but where are we going to go?" Nationally, Biden's emergency funding proposal seeks $14 billion for immigration system from Congress. On October 20th, the Biden administration renewed its request for emergency supplemental funding for border management from Congress. This new $14 billion request represents more than a $10 billion request increase from the administration's original August proposal and includes a sizable investment in areas of the immigration system often forgotten by years of deterrence-heavy policy. Nevertheless, despite several positive requests, the president's proposal still relies on increased detention and enforcement to address migration at the border. Spotlight on the economic contributions of TPS holders. In September, the Biden administration extended temporary protected status to some 500,000 Venezuelan migrants in the United States. Doing so provided welcome humanitarian relief. Thousands of men, women, and children have fled violence and natural disasters and find themselves without a home, but it also ushered in the possibility of notable economic gains for U.S. communities. Research by the American Immigration Council finds that immigrants who are granted TPS help fill the local labor needs and even start businesses at a high rate. They spend billions of dollars on taxes and consumer goods and contribute to regional housing wealth through home purchases. All protections afforded through the TPS program. In other news, USCIS issues policy guidance regarding the two-year foreign residence requirement for the J non-immigrant classification. The update adds information about how USCIS determines whether the requirement has been met. The evidence a benefit requester may submit to show compliance with the requirement and how it considers situations in which it is effectively impossible for the benefit requester to satisfy the requirement. It also corrects an omission from existing policy manual content of one of the foreign medical graduates' grounds for waivers. This update includes the ground and clarifies employment requirements. Also, USCIS launches a new enterprise change of address. On September 28th, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services launched a new enterprise change of address self-service tool to allow customers to update their address with USCIS more easily. With ECOA, most individuals with USCIS online account can update their mailing and physical address with USCIS for pending applications, petitions, or requests in a single place, eliminating the need to update the address in multiple places. The ECOA tool is available in English only and can be accessed via a USCIS online account regardless of whether the pending case was submitted online or by mail. Customers who do not have any pending applications, petitions, or requests can also use the tool to meet the requirement to notify USCIS if they have moved. And finally, Trump vows to block immigrants who, quote, don't like our religion. Speaking to Republican voters in Derry, New Hampshire, on Monday, October 23rd, former President Donald Trump promised, quote, strong ideological screening of all immigrants if he's elected president again, and said he turned away all those who don't like our religion. "We don't want you in our country," he said. Never mind that there's no official religion in the U.S. and the Constitution explicitly prevents the establishment of one. Trump's promise will be catnip for his Christian nationalist followers, whose once fringe theological belief that America is an inherently Christian nation surged in popularity during his presidency. Thank you.
Our weekly immigration news roundup is brought to you by the law firm of Figueroa & Associates. For a consultation on any immigration or legal matter, please call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. For full stories and more immigration news, visit www.theimmigrantsjournal.com. That's www.theimmigrantsjournal.com.
Does the thought of bankruptcy keep you up at night? The fear of losing your home, the harassing calls from creditors, your wages being garnished. How will you survive? What will you do? The law firm of Figueroa & Associates will protect you. Figueroa & Associates is one of the most sophisticated consumer bankruptcy law firms in the country, and they will fight to protect your rights. Have the peace of mind knowing that your case is being handled by experienced consumer bankruptcy attorneys. Don't let the bank take your home. There is a way out. Call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates today for a consultation. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. The law firm of Figueroa & Associates will explain all your options and help you decide the best course of action. Schedule your consultation today. 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com and put those sleepless nights to bed.
Every day, thousands of people in New York State are injured in accidents. Many of them in automobile, bicycle, motorcycle, bus, cab, train, or pedestrian accidents. Most of them occur when drivers are texting while driving. Figueroa and Associates can help you perfectly to get all your medical expenses reimbursed. In addition, we can advise you and take your case when you have experienced a dog bite, medical malpractice, slip and falls on the streets or in any public or private establishment in the state of New York. You can get your life back to the way it was. Call now, 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit us at 311personalinjury.com. Again, 311personalinjury.com. Get the right legal team that understands you in this hard situation.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well knowing that you have the law firm of Figueroa and Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figueroa and Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figueroa and Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figueroa and Associates. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figueroa and Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figueroa and Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trusts, and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. 1-800-273-8145. Domestic violence. What is domestic violence? Any type of violence within the household. Husband abusing wife, wife abusing a husband. They don't have to be married. They could just be living together. What are your rights? And obviously, violence against children also. So domestic violence normally takes up a lot of time in criminal court and family court. Why? Because there's a lot of it. Why do we have domestic violence? Mainly economic stress. Happy wife, happy husband, especially when both people have a job, they're making money, and all of them are fulfilling their financial responsibilities. Someone loses a job, someone doesn't want to work, that becomes a big issue. Then there's more arguments, there's more stress in the household, and people start, they don't want to talk no more, they want to, be physical. And obviously, that is wrong. Physical violence never solves anything unless you're already in prison. And then you might be the big bad boy in prison or lady. But domestic violence not only impacts the people that are abused, obviously directly, but indirectly, the children or the young people in the household. Why is there a tolerance for domestic violence? Again, economic issues plays a part. But in the immigrant community, it could be, one person petitioning for the other. So the one who is the U.S. citizen always, for the most part, have an attitude, since I'm getting you a green card, and I say, jump, you better ask me how high. And how high, obviously, is a serious issue. So in those situations, people need to know what their rights are. And because people do not know their rights, i.e. the Violence Against Women's Act of 1994, President Biden, a U.S. senator at the time, was one of the sponsors of that bill, one of the few things that he has done well. And that law allows, at least 10,000 green cards every year to be given to people who are victims of domestic violence. So the Violence Against Women's Act, which is gender neutral, was introduced at that time. So there is no reason, if you are a undocumented person here in the U.S. and your spouse is petitioning for you and you all are married, or your spouse didn't petition for you and you are married, you have a bona fide relationship, there is relief for you. You do not have to be subject to physical nor mental violence. Some people say mental violence have a longer impact on people. And what I've seen over the years, that is obviously true. Physical violence, your body might heal, but then obviously there's the mental issues there. But mental issues is a huge issue, which is obviously, if you do not know, is in the increase all over the United States of America. So when we talk about domestic violence, just remember that violence is not always physical. If you are a victim of domestic violence, if you are a undocumented person, we give free consultations to those people. Yes, so that we could put you on the path to legalization. You do not have to pay for that consultation. So that's how we're supposed to support victims of domestic violence at the law firm of Figure and Associates. You are a victim, call the office, schedule a consultation, come in with whatever documents that you have, and we will give you advice as to how you resolve those issues. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Experience by a doctor, a carpenter, a plumber, an elected official, mayor, experience does make a difference. And at the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, we have been practicing immigration law for 27 years. We have our own publication, The Immigrants Journal, for 25 years. We have dealt with these issues at many levels. We make presentations at churches and other religious organizations. If you want us to make a presentation on any immigration issues, bankruptcy, foreclosures, saving your home, please contact us at this number, 855-768-8845, so we could come to your institution and obviously make a presentation there. Many people we have worked with over the years, most times they do not know their rights, either because obviously they didn't consult with a law firm or the Legal Aid Society, or they met with inexperienced attorneys at these institutions. So experience does matter. A lot of people who we have met over the years, they met with other attorneys who said no, when those attorneys should have said yes, as to if there was any relief for them under the laws, whether federal or state. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. So when I say that experience really makes a difference, I've heard horrible stories, mostly by women, that have, you know, because they didn't know their rights, didn't have an escape. And unfortunately, obviously, in minority communities, people of color, it's a huge problem there. So sometimes what it takes is, if you're listening to this program and you know that someone is a victim of abuse, it may take you bringing that person to the office. Many, many situations, we've had people who need to come in, did come in, and they decided not to, enforce their rights, either because of religious beliefs or other customs that they may have in the various communities here that are international. Over 100 or more different countries make up the fabric of New York City. And when those people come from those various countries, the women that are obviously treated more like a piece of property than a human being, they are unfortunately not willing to take the steps or discouraged to take the steps so that they could be emancipated from their problems. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. Please, if you know anyone who is a victim of domestic violence, you may have to hold their hands and bring them to the office, and we will give that free consultation. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Obviously, if you're living in another country and you listen to this program, you should let your, obviously, family know here in the U.S. that there are solutions to their problems. They just need to speak with a learned attorney. Again, the number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. You could also visit our website, the law firm of Figure & Associates, at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You could also schedule a consultation there with a more detailed explanation as to what problem that you're having. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. www.askthelawyer.us. We would also like to say that the various institutions out there that are dealing with domestic violence, we want to congratulate them on the work that they have done and continue to do. We know that a lot of the people working in the area of domestic violence, they actually get burnt out when they hear these horrible problems, either, you know, with adults or, unfortunately, with children. And where the issue of abuse where children is concerned, we really, really, really need to protect our young people, please. 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Or visit our website, www.askthelawyer.us. www.askthelawyer.us. We also work with the various district attorney offices in Kings, Queens, and they are very serious about this issue. And when they meet with people who are victims of violence, they really, really do have great programs to help those. Thank you.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.
Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well knowing that you have the law firm of Figaro & Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figaro & Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figaro & Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figaro & Associates. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figaro & Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figaro & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trusts, and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. 8845 or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. In America, a marriage is more a financial relationship than a social one. What does that mean? Well, your spouse gets half of almost everything when you get a divorce. So we tell our clients and we tell our listeners, when you're in a divorce, you do not divorce your money. You do not divorce your children. You divorce your spouse. So get your money and treat your children well. That is very important. But you cannot walk away from assets. Do not divorce your money. A lot of guys do this. Why? I don't know. They seem frustrated. They think that, you know, it's crazy. But please, guys, don't divorce your money. I've never had a matrimonial client or woman who wanted to divorce her money. Praise the Lord for that. But the guys, you have to convince otherwise. So maybe the mother has to come with the son when he needs his divorce, because I don't think the mother will give the son bad advice. But divorce is about money. And divorce is also about different areas of law also. And we're talking about wills, trust, estate planning, and succession planning. We're talking about bankruptcy law. We're talking about if you have properties and you're in foreclosure, or you have a business, who gets the business? Or can they get the business? How about one spouse getting a better education than the other? So one spouse works hard, the other spouse gets their degrees, and one spouse is stagnant. Whoa. Well, there are issues, obviously, that could help. Maintenance/alimony. But hey, it doesn't always work out. Obviously, pension plans, you're entitled to those. Your own split during the marriage. So these are issues that you have to have addressed when you speak with a matrimonial attorney. I believe my background in accounting, economics, yes, a master's in economics, yes, it is important. Money, when you get that divorce. You know, a lot of people are casual about it. Oh, you know, I don't want anything. I don't want... Please, the only money you may ever accumulate that could help you with your retirement may be from that marriage that might have been, obviously, a long marriage, you know, of long duration. So please, you know. Oh, yeah, and there is prenups, there's postnups to protect assets that you may have before the marriage. And that is important also because, hey, you know, then, you know, you guys out there, if you're not the best-looking guy and some woman fall in love with you and you have to give her a green card, please, did you protect your assets? Because love could end when she gets that permanent green card or he gets that permanent green card. Yes. And the experience that we have had here at the law firm of Figueroa & Associates for the last quarter century, the horror stories that we have seen where green card issues is concerned, is horrible. But we could protect you with a prenup, with a postnup, and more people are doing it. A lot of people think that you must have a lot of assets to protect, you know, in order to do a prenup, but that is not true. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. And yes, mother, father, you have children, they're having a divorce, you have family. you know, bring them in for that consultation. Sometimes, you know, they don't listen. Bring them to the office, have that consultation. Why? Because they may be in a horrible, you know, emotional state. And you do not want your family making incorrect decisions, bad decisions, in their time of need. Show them some love. And you show them love by bringing them to the law firm of Figure and Associates for their matrimonial issues. Again, the number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Peace.
Does the thought of bankruptcy keep you up at night? The fear of losing your home, the harassing calls from creditors, your wages being garnished. How will you survive? What will you do? The law firm of Figueroa & Associates will protect you. Figueroa & Associates is one of the most sophisticated consumer bankruptcy law firms in the country, and they will fight to protect your rights. Have the peace of mind knowing that your case is being handled by experienced consumer bankruptcy attorneys. Don't let the bank take your home. There is a way out. Call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates today for a consultation. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. The law firm of Figueroa & Associates will explain all your options and help you decide the best course of action. Schedule your consultation today. 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311bankruptcy.com and put those sleepless nights to bed. Divorce, separation, support, custody. The common factor? They keep you up at night. Sleep well knowing that you have the law firm of Figueroa & Associates on your side through this difficult time. Don't divorce your money. Don't divorce your children. Divorce your spouse. Whether it's a contested or uncontested divorce, the law firm of Figueroa & Associates will guide you through every step of the process. From child custody to property and debt concerns, the law firm of Figueroa & Associates has the experience and expertise in handling cases involving significant assets and complicated issues. A divorce can be one of the most unpleasant experiences a person ever has to go through. Don't do it alone. Stop the sleepless nights and call the law firm of Figueroa & Associates. 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845 or visit 311divorce.com. That's 311divorce.com. At the law firm of Figueroa & Associates, a divorce is not the end, it's a new beginning.
Estate planning is a necessity, not a luxury. Let the law firm of Figueroa & Associates help you protect your legacy, assets, and loved ones. Get estate planning consultation on wills, living trusts, and probate, power of attorney, health proxy, deed transfers, providing for special needs, disabled children and grandchildren, minimizing federal and state taxes. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or schedule an appointment at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Hi, my name is Brian Anthony Figueroa, and you are listening to Ask the Lawyer with my father, Brian Figueroa.
Yes, this is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions, we've got the answers. The number to call, the number to share, and the number to keep is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845, or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. Recently, I watched the movie I Care a Lot, and the movie is based on a crooked legal guardian who drains the savings of her elderly wards and meets her match when a woman she tries to swindle turns out to be more than she first appears to be. Every adult is assumed to be capable of making his or her own decisions unless a court determines otherwise. If an adult becomes incapable of making responsible decisions, the court will appoint a substitute decision maker, usually called a guardian. So, What is guardianship? Guardianship is a legal relationship between a competent adult, the guardian, and a person who, because of incapacity, is no longer able to take care of his or her own affairs, the ward. The guardian can be authorized to make legal, financial, and healthcare decisions for the ward. Depending on the terms of the guardianship and state practices, the guardian may or may not seek court approval for various decisions. In many states, a person appointed only to handle finances is called a conservator. Some incapacitated individuals can make responsible decisions in some areas of their lives, but not others. In such cases, the court may give the guardian decision-making power only over those areas in which the incapacitated person is unable to make responsible decisions, a so-called limited guardianship. In other words, the guardian may exercise only those rights that have been removed from the ward and delegated to the guardian. And speaking about conservatorship, I guess most of us would remember the Britney Spears case with her dad. So let's look at incapacity right now. The standard under which a person is deemed to require a guardian differs from state to state. In some states, the standards are different depending on whether a complete guardianship or conservatorship over finances only is being sought. Generally, a person is judged to be in need of guardianship when he or she shows a lack of capacity to make responsible decisions. A person cannot be declared incompetent simply because he or makes irresponsible or foolish decisions, but only if the person is shown to lack the capacity to make sound decisions. For example, a person may not be declared incompetent simply because he spends money in ways that seem odd to someone else. Also, a developmental disability or mental illness is not by itself enough to declare a person incompetent. If you want to learn more and understand guardianship, ask the lawyer. Call us right now at 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us.
Do you need to do a deed transfer? Figaro and Associates would be happy to help. We would be glad to assist you with adding a spouse, family member, or partner to a deed, removing an individual from a deed, and transferring a deed from an individual to a corporation, LLC, or trust. We would also assist you with advice on whether a deed transfer would violate the terms of your mortgage, advice on the best way to take title, whether it's tenants in common, joint tenancy, or rights of survivorship. We would also advise you on the best type of deed to use. For a consultation, call the law firm of Figaro and Associates at 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845.
Hello, my name is Deandra Archibald, and I'm an attorney. I practice workers' compensation law, and I have some information for you today. If you work in some type of employment that requires you to do something repetitively, you may have a workers' compensation claim. Typically, we tell employees to file this claim when they're close to retirement. The claims include hearing loss claims if you work in a noisy environment, such as working with New York City Transit Authority, if you work on the trains, if you work in a construction site and you've been a laborer for a very long time, if you work in play setting or, you know, in movie operations and you've had to do repetitive lifting, even as a typist, you're typing repetitively. All of these things can cause injuries over time. With hearing loss, a hearing loss claim, even if your employer provided you with hearing protection and gave you regular hearing tests on the job, some employers give you a hearing test every year, every 2 years. Even if that was the case and they never told you you had hearing loss, once you've retired, if you've noticed that you've had hearing loss once you're removed from the job, The waiting period is 90 days. By the way, you have to be removed from the noisy environment for 90 days for your hearing to level out. You can go and get tested. If you do have some sort of hearing loss, you can be compensated for that under workers' compensation law. If you work in a sedentary setting where you type all day for 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, and you develop carpal tunnel syndrome, or what they call tennis elbow, that also can be compensated. So if you lost any range of motion or you've developed some type of injury to that body part because of this repetitive stress, then you can also be compensated. You will receive a settlement check by filing for workers' compensation. So if you believe that you've worked in a job for a period of time and you do repetitive activities in that job and it may have caused you pain, if you work in a job where you need to walk a lot, say you work in transit and you have to walk on uneven surfaces on the tracks, or in a delivery service type of setting where you're constantly on your feet going from door to door, or in a construction setting where you are also walking on uneven surfaces or climbing up ladders or crouching, you may develop plantar fasciitis, you may develop issues with your knees, other issues with your feet, you may develop back pain. You never know. All of these things are called occupational disease claims, okay? They're called repetitive stress injuries also because they can happen over time and they are also compensable. You can get your medical treatment paid for the rest of your life for these injuries, and you may also be eligible for a settlement check. So if you think that your job may have caused some long-term issues due to your day-to-day activities, give us a call. We can walk you through it and find out if this is a compensable claim. The telephone number to call is 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Give us a call today.
When should you seek a workers' compensation attorney in New York? Most people seek an attorney when their claims are denied or they're receiving improper treatment for their injury. There are other reasons why you should speak to an attorney today, and I'll name a few. You should seek a workers' compensation attorney when your injury happened at work, but a third-party vendor, rather than your employer, is responsible. You should also speak to an attorney if a defective product caused your injury, making you potentially eligible to file a claim for product liability against its manufacturer. You should also speak to an attorney if you're the victim of toxic exposure, such as asbestos. You should also speak to an attorney if your employer knowingly violated the law and required employees to work in unsafe conditions. And you should speak to an attorney if you work for a very small employer who doesn't carry workers' compensation insurance. For a case evaluation, call 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Remember, the lawyer you hire does make the difference.
And this is where we come towards the end of our show. We want to thank you so much for joining us. Remember, this is your opportunity to take care of your business before your business takes care of you. Whatever your legal issues or concerns, call us right now, 855-768-8845. That's 855-768-8845. Or you can visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. Call us on issues such as personal injury, accidents, medical malpractice, workers' compensation, divorce, separation, child support, custody, wills and probate, estate planning, deed transfers, elder law, real estate, bankruptcy, corporate business law, immigration, civil rights, criminal defense, taxes, both individual and business. 855-768-8845, 855-768-8845, or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. That's www.askthelawyer.us. and we are in a new month, October. May this blessing of change bring you an abundance of joy, love, peace, good health, and happiness for the month ahead and always. This is Ask the Lawyer. You have questions. We've got the answers. Be happy, be safe, be well.